The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip from our show, guys. We fucked the Anti-Slut-Shaming podcast. This week, we interview comedy viral sensation Trevor Wallace live at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. This is such a great interview. It's so lively. The audience was great. Trevor was great. We had a grand old time. Thanks to all the fuckers who came on and told their problems. If you want to hear the entire episode, you're going to go subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. Again, that's apple.co/GWF.
Well, you're not, you say you're not confrontational, but it also seems like you don't like communication in general. Maybe
yeah, communication
is
an
not
issue.
A thing that you're like a fan of.
Yeah, I'm right. Not great at using my words.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. You know, yeah. When somebody comes on strong, you don't want to hurt their feelings, maybe.
Yeah.
What's an example of a woman coming on too strong? Can you like give a like in detail?
Kind of just like it would be like after a show or something, and they'd be like, take a photo and be like, hey, let's go get a drink, and you're like, oh, I got it.
That's it.
Yeah, but
a lot of you guys are in fucking trouble.
Yeah.
See, I knew there had to be a reason. My tactic of being going up to people and being like, "I hope you fucking die," and then walking away was like being so like people were so receptive to
but
it.
But then it
so.
Would just be like a thing where I'm like, "Ah, you know, I gotta eat," and then she's like, "Well, where should we go get food? I know a place." It's just it was just like it led to another. If she just led at that, then I would just be called a bitch, which I think is fine. If they're like, "You want a drink?" and I'm like, "Ah, get out of here!"
Right.
But no, it was more so. Just the follow-ups, like they're like, oh no, you want me tonight? I'm the one.
Yeah.
And I would just I'd be like, it's a little much.
Okay. Wow. Didn't seem like it, but that's fine. Wait, how about? Do you get a lot of people leading with nudes?
Nudes.
Nude
yeah,
photos.
It's naked.
Oh, I thought you said news.
Titty, pussy, ass.
Oh, I thought you said news. Like every day, they're like, Joe Biden was elected. I was like, these DMs.
Oh, news.
These
that
DMs
doesn't get
are
your
crazy.
Dick hard, what will?
No, nudes.
I did find out Joe Biden won via Snapchat news. So
wow.
It's about the most millennial thing ever. The next is like Kylie Jenner fake tits. Jesus Christ, they're really going crazy today. Nudes, not as much anymore now that I like say that I have a girlfriend, but you know, you'll get a random like half an areola and you'll be like, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah.
Half an areola? Do you ever get like a lip? Honestly, it's like such a power move to start with a bad shot.
Yeah.
Look,
a
I'm all in.
Close up too.
I'm all in. I've had guys send me flaccid dicks and that's. But
nice.
That's more disrespectful than anything. It's like.
Yeah, don't even get you hard. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's like, hey, this is what you do to me. Just.
Just.
Here's
floppy,
a D minus for the D.
The
here you
go. Yeah.
And like, that's something that happened like 2017. I'll just be sitting at a red light. I'm like, why wasn't that dude hard? You know?
Did you respond to any of the flaccid penises?
No, but what I used to do, I used to go, like when I'd be bored, I'd go on like chat roulette, you know?
And
whenever there's a dude, that had his dick out, I'd just be like, it's so small. And then it gets so small, they're just like crying to the next
one. Oh, really? Some guys yeah. like that.
Shit.
It's a kink.
Yeah, but no, I never responded. Like, what do you guys respond to a dick pic?
Because
there is a stigma that like, I feel like guys never give off a good response when you send nudes. We're always like fucking tight sunglass emoji.
Oh god.
You know?
Well, the last time I sent a nude, it was a video that was very graphic.
Yeah.
And he didn't text me back.
That's fucked up.
And I was like,
I would burn down a studio apartment for that. That's
it made me like him more, but that's my problem.
That is true. But what's an appropriate response? Because I feel like anything we say is not going to add.
Wet emoji, a bunch of water emoji.
There we go.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, so fucking hard right now. Oh, my God. You should see my dick.
There
you
we
should
go.
See my cock. Like, so many
You're
things
so
you could
fucking
say.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so lucky to be
I can't
with
wait
you.
To have my face in between that pussy lips.
How many wet emojis is too
when
many
I
wet emojis?
When I come home tonight, I want you to be naked on the couch.
All right, how do we feel about the prayer hand emojis? Is that good?
That's fine. That's fine.
Have mercy.
I will pray to this pussy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Happy Sunday.
A gif of Uncle Jesse saying, have mercy. Yeah, okay. Like so many things you could say.
What about a gif? Gif?
Gif.
Gif? Gif?
I thought it was gif, but apparently it's
no,
gif.
Just a picture of gif peanut butter. How about that? Oh.
Then yeah. That just makes me think you have an intimate relationship with your dog.
Don't knock.
I don't dip my balls in peanut butter and make Kevin lick them. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's great to know. Because I always, yeah, I would just put a lot, like too many letters, like, whoa, wow, 0000000.
Jeez.
But it's like, I don't know.
Good
I
feel golly. Like,
do you send nudes? Have you ever sent nudes to a romantic partner?
I've sent one dick pic in my life, and I think it was to a robot. So I,
You think? Oh,
it's one of the horniest stories ever. It was like 2017. I was like kind of just going back and forth on Snapchat with what I thought was a person, but it was like you send, then we're getting back and forth. She goes,
so you were getting nudes as well.
Yeah, but here's the thing, I was driving at the time, so. All right. So
Trevor.
I had like 33 minutes left on the ETA, and I was I was horned up, and I was like, I can't.
Driving? You got horny?
Oh, come on.
Wait.
I hit a pothole too hard, and I'm like, I should pull over.
Wait, you're clapping. This guy is
you're
like,
clapping
finally.
Like you also get horny when you drive. Is this a thing, guys?
Roadhead doesn't exist for no nodding. Reason.
Whoa. Every man looking at me is nodding. This is very alarming.
I think you're underestimating how men can get horny.
What?
Know?
Well, I don't underestimate. I'm just, what is it about the car?
The bumps.
That's it?
The air is exactly how you want it, you know?
The air?
Seat warmers going off a little bit.
Is ripe.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's a perfect environment.
Have you ever
to be
jerked
erect.
Off in your car?
No, I haven't. But
that was a quick answer, so I believe you.
What? I don't know what that means. You're like, but I have a lot of friends who have next to me.
I have. Yeah. Yeah. Any comedian that does a show more than like 4 hours, they've definitely
jerked off in their car.
Yeah. So, anyways, I remember we're going back and forth sending. I haven't sent anything yet, and then they're like, if you want to see it all. It was like a Spotify premium like trial. It's like, you want to see it all.
Yeah.
You better send your
shit. What did she send you so far up until that point?
It was like cut off like right at the bikini line. So.
Metal for anything.
So your boy, driving a 2017 Mazda 3, sorry to flex, I turn on the car light.
Okay.
Because that's always great lighting.
This is my boner light. Ding.
Yeah. And you know, your parents growing up were always like, never turn that light on. I was like, I wonder why. And that's why, because your dad didn't want to pull out his dick while driving.
Take you to boner town.
Yeah, so yeah. I turned on that light, and then while driving on 101 Freeway in California, on the outskirts of Los Angeles, maybe Sherman Oaks area, I just pulled, yeah, this guy's horny right now.
Yeah, like, he's got to go. Going?
He's like, talk slower, Jesus.
He can hear from the bathroom. It's okay. But,
and then I just sent it and then just never heard anything back.
And that's why you think it's a bot?
Yeah. He was like, it must be a robot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's the evidence. I got a non-response from a human.
Okay. Usually I go to therapy on Tuesdays, but we might have to make a quick call on a late Saturday. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I never heard back. So.
That's all the information you got.
Yeah. But, I mean, also, they're probably weirded out that I was driving. They're like, does this man, one, have a home? Two.
How far? Was the steering wheel in the picture?
Maybe for, like, girth representation. Wow. I might got a little. You know, I might have put the
emergency
brake in
wheel.
There just to. But it wasn't.
You get a comparison.
Yeah, it wasn't a great photo, and since then I've never sent a dick pic ever. That was
Trevor.
Yeah. It's very sad. It's very,
oh, that is sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
You will send one again. I believe in you.
Hopefully, when
young.
I get a new car, I'm like, time to break in this Tesla and then just.
Do you still get horny in the car, or is that like a thing that just still happens?
Only like Uber pools, but. Oh. No, I don't. I think you're really underestimating. Guys will like, if we water a plant too slow, we're like, oh fuck.
Damn.
I don't know.
There's, it's just the bar, like
the bar is
so
low.
Yeah, but, and it's low for women as well. But like, you guys get off
airplanes.
With your low bar. And
airplanes
we're like,
will get you.
Any mode of transportation.
Fellas, you be flying lately? Something about airplanes, but we looked it up on our podcast, Stiff Socks, Samish Plug. Anyways, but They said something about airplanes. The altitude kind of does something down there.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Where's the weirdest place you've had sex? Oh, no. Where's the weirdest place you've jerked off?
Taco Bell bathroom.
Wow. You just had to, huh?
It was like we were in high school, and it was like the worst truth or dare ever.
And you actually did it?
Yeah.
Did you do it before or after you ordered?
That's a great question. Oh, my God.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because I'm probably like, it is after. One of my favorite places.
I was probably like hopped off a Baja Blast, and I was like, it's time to blast something else, you know? Yeah, I just remember it was like high school. We were just roaming. Like, we didn't have shit to do in the middle of the day. And then I think it was like, yo, you want to go
What are you talking
off?
About? You had high school.
Yeah.
Just like a Tuesday.
Yeah, but like maybe the summer. Maybe some. I don't
he
know.
He was like, "This is when you're in high school, there's a space in the middle of the day. That
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
And I'm like, the place where classes are.
I was supposed
like,
to be at nutrition or something. But yeah, I just remember, I think it was like one of those like, oh, you won't dare me. Then they're like, nobody said that. I was like, fine, I'll do it. And then I, yeah.
You just really wanted to, it was to, not great. To unload in the Taco Bell bathroom.
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever had your dick sucked?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
On a lake on a swan pontoon.
Ooh. Wow, that's very romantic.
Echo Park, baby. You ever been? You can rent swans.
How did no one notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did not see.
So here's the thing. It was at night, and the swans are, like, illuminated. They have light bulbs on it, so it kind of, like, washes out what's going on inside.
Oh, but is it her idea nervous. Or your idea?
It was hers.
Yeah,
she
okay,
was
hers. That's good.
She's into the public stuff.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Is that your girlfriend now?
Yeah. It's fun. It's, like, you know, we like it for two different reasons. She likes it because it's, like, fun and, like, edgy, and I like it because the goal is to come quick, so that's usually... I was like, oh, I get to pretend to come quick? All right. This is great news, yeah.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah. But it's like usually either round two thing or you're a little drunk and you're like, this is
toothy.
Not.
Do you say if it's, wait.
I said drunk or round two.
Oh, round two. I thought you said two. Yeah, usually round if it's toothy, I'm just like, ugh. And then,
okay, we're good now.
Yeah, no.
How much recuperation time do you need between round one and round two? Because I feel like that varies drastically.
Yeah, I would say maybe like 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
Really?
That's not bad. That's good. I would say like 50-year-olds.
The guys are like, wait, how?
Yeah,
how'd
you I don't do know. I haven't had a round two in a while, so. It's like okay. However long an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is, like 22 minutes, that'll get me through it, you know? Yeah.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
I have not.
Why?
Because I guess I'm not living life to the fullest.
No,
I don't know.
Not, Trevor. Right answer. Yeah. Good
yeah,
for you.
I have not, but been close.
What does that mean?
When you were in the was it when you were in the Taco Bell bathroom?
Yeah.
Taco Bell cum is disgusting.
It's not great. It's not great.
It's not good. You can tell how bad something is for you by drinking the cum of someone who ate it. That's like the fastest.
That's what I've heard. Well, I know the pineapple is supposed to make it.
Have you noticed that women's cum tastes different based off of what they eat?
No.
No, we're just perfect, so.
Yeah, no, I am very surprised at how like well maintained it is a lot of times because I know down here
it?
I don't.
It's
vagina? Like you see in a bathroom it says like last service was like 10 days ago in like a porta potty. I feel like that's down there. It's like last service was ? I guess.
In terms of like the pubic hair situation or like how many times you go to the doctor?
Or like the smell.
I think it's just general. I think it's just general. Like guys will be like, "Oh, when did I wear these boxers last?" Type of feel. I think just in general, men
hate like changing their sheets, yeah. washing their bath towels.
We don't like change. Yeah.
Unless it involves coming, like it's just like
yeah,
that's
of course.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been with your current partner?
About 2 years now.
2 years.
Coming up on two. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. 2 years is a long time for millennial years, you know? That's
yeah, it's like 10 in millennial years.
I know, yeah.
So wait, do you guys live together?
We're moving in together in a month.
Ooh, let's talk about this.
Oh, you seem so excited about it.
Yeah.
Ew.
You seem so fucking nervous.
Well, the fucked up part is, like, I am excited about it. I think it's going to be great because we live pretty far from each other. But it's the reactions from all my friends that are scaring me. Every dude's like, you guys moving in? Fuck, dude. Say bye-bye to jerking off, dude. Then I'm like, that's what Taco Bell's for.
You gotta go back to that Taco Bell stall.
I like that's the main thing they bring up.
But first of all, I lived with a boyfriend for 6 years and he jerked off a lot while I was still there. It was a bothersome, but
just like
he
a
did
separate
it.
Room? Like you're yeah. on a Zoom call and he's like, I'll be right back. And
yeah.
Just...
Or like he had his door locked. I'm like, are you jerking off? And he's like, okay. No. I'm like, yes, you are.
Yeah, I was just trying to think what's kosher? Like, is it weird for like 2 p.m. and I'm like, oh, I gotta take a phone call with
you
my cop.
You should have your private time. You deserve your private time, but also, you know, a couple shouldn't be together 24/7. That's unhealthy.
Right.
Two human beings, like anybody's gonna want to murder each other.
Well, she also will go. She goes into like she has like a big boy job. She's like a finance job, so she'll be like in an office and I'll be home alone. No, she's got a great job. She's very successful.
She's a grown-ass woman job. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have from like 7 a.m. to like 6 p.m. to experiment. You
that's
know?
A long God. Time.
So it's almost too much, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's a big time. So wait, how is she your same age? Or?
She's 25.
25, yeah. Okay. And like, have you guys talked about marriage or kids or any of that kind of stuff? Or are you just kind of like riding it and like ignoring everything?
I'm going to go with the latter, but there is a little bit of... I've like been hammered to be like, you're fucking mom. I'm gonna marry you someday. You know, bunch of dead end promises when I'm hammered. No, but they
exclusive.
I like mean it. No, like I mean it. It's just like when you're hammered, it's just like it's how yeah. guys like say emotional stuff and be like, whoa, that Jack Daniels was crazy last night. What did I say? No, I said I'm married to the game, Bitcoin, finance. That's what I meant. No, I think there we go. Yeah, I think it's huh?
What? She's heckling in positivity
she's saying, focus?
For Bitcoin.
I'm like I'm trying.
Wait, what's about Bitcoin?
I'm heckling Bitcoin.
You're heckling Bitcoin? Did it?
That was like
sexually
an hour
assault
ago.
You? Like what happened?
I don't know.
Anyway,
no one. Everyone went dead. Right, love. Yeah, everyone loves to talk until you talk back to them.
Yeah. So wait, do you want kids?
Do I what?
Do you want kids?
Oh, I thought you said or you walk in. I was like, what? yeah, I think I want like two kids.
Oh, you know? That's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. There's every time I see kids, I'm like, I don't need that in my life. But
right, you're tweeting.
Yeah, but I would just feel like I don't know. I just feel like my parents just like I owe to you, like they raised me, so I want to like raise something and keep the whatever
like an obligation.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that you're thinking of like procreating as a debt.
An IOU. That's... America.
It's a good tax write-off. Leave me alone. No, I don't know. I think it would be... I think now I'm like, fuck no. And then it's like, the people even... Like, I had friends that found out they were having kids, and he left a voicemail, and he's like, bro, this is fucked. I'm having a girl. I was like, you can't say that, dude. But now he's like, it's everything he posts. So I think once you actually have the kid, you have that love. But I think...
I like how that's like obviously based on a very specific person that you know.
Yeah. Yeah, my boy Jared. I'll dox him right now.
It's the same guy who warned you about moving in.
Yeah. No,
so
literally.
Wait, the problem was the child or that it was specifically a daughter? Because it seemed like it was the daughter part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But he's just like an alpha bro, like wrestled, just played Ooh. Sports, did all that, you know.
Loves China, yeah.
Yeah. But,
Mine's
yeah,
Bitcoin.
I think I definitely want to have kids and, you know, go to their baseball game, yell shit. Aw,
yeah.
You could go to a baseball game without kids.
I do, currently, yeah.
I like that, like, like all the reasons. Like, we're going to go to so many baseball games. They let you in without kids. It's not like
except Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a Chuck E. Cheese, exactly.
Yeah. They don't let you in. What the hell is that about?
You got to have a kid for that one.
I bring one video camera to Chuck E. Cheese and I'm fucking weird. Okay, yeah, all right. It's called sketch comedy. Fuck off.
So funny.
So we got some questions from people just asking general advice. So I don't know how are you okay with giving?
Oh wait, I got it in my phone. I put it in my underwear. One second.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I feel also every millennial has the worst kid question advice. Like, you want kids? No millennial's like, yes. They're like, well, I was thinking, you know, maybe heads or tails, 2 out of 3, you know, some shit.
Yeah, because if you were like, yes, I'd be like, ooh, oh, God.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay, here's a question that, how can you tell if a guy is emotionally unavailable?
I mean,
if he doesn't text you back, that's a sign. Yeah.
Yeah, that or the short.
But to me, that's a challenge, so.
True.
Like, what does it look like when you're emotionally unavailable?
It's a lot of, like what I was doing earlier, the thumbs up on the text. Yeah. I don't think any girl's ever got
that
a thumbs
hurts.
Up and be like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I think it's that. It's a lot of like, oh, yeah, like a lot of loose end prompts. Oh, yeah, hit me up when you're there. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Have you ever done this thing where you're like, I want to go away with you on a trip, and then you never, you like take it back?
Again, another very specific example.
So many men do that to me. They're like, we should go to Italy or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, wow, like maybe they like me. They like want to travel. And then the next day, they're like, oh, I didn't mean that. I'm like,
yeah, because he came and he's like, what am I doing? I don't have that in my bank account. What am I? Dubai is so expensive. No, I haven't.
You've never promised someone a trip to Italy to get it in?
Maybe like literal Italy, but not Italy, Italy. No, I don't know. I have not
More
done
practical.
That. I'm just a very stingy man. Had a bar mitzvah turn up. So you know, every section, like I'm at a strip club throwing ones and be like, oh, I don't know about that. And then just.
You make it money trizzle, going yeah. to? Yeah.
Can I just give you equity? And then I throw that in the air, you know? It's better longevity.
Oh. I want to go to a strip club with you. If a guy pees himself in your bed after a night out, do you still talk to him? What say you?
I think it depends on his reactions.
Yeah.
If he's super apologetic, you're like, I get it. But if he looks at it and he's like, kind of looks like a snow angel, you're like, you're a murderer.
I like that you're like, also, I want to point out that the how can you tell if a guy is emotionally unavailable and the pee one were for the same girl.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, he peed the bed and he's like, I'm never texting her back again.
I mean, peeing someone's bed seems pretty vulnerable, but I don't know. It happens.
Thank you so much for listening to a portion of our interview with stand-up comedian Trevor Wallace. To hear the entire conversation, head on over to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts. Just go to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.